you're packing at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, hardcore packing. It's not going very well, I must admit. Like yesterday, honestly, I was just sort of walking around going, oh, I'm over it. I'm over this. And part of the problem is, see, we've lived in our, I've got four kids, as you know. So we've lived in our family home for this one for 11 years now. So we have accumulated that much, I'll say it, crap over the years.
Don't
it's not
worry.
Funny.
My garage is full of stuff from when I first moved in and you still can't get the car in there. The car still sits outside.
Are you joking? Yeah, how long have you been in the house?
9 years.
9 years. Come on, Bilko. What sort of stuff's in all those boxes?
Oh, the record collection, some cutlery you probably don't use. There's... I don't know, just stuff you built up over time. It sort of is more a storage shed then.
You need to have a garage sale. See, I'm thinking we need to have a massive garage sale or just get a skip and hurl everything out. Because a lot of the thing is, a lot of the secondhand shops don't want a lot of your items now because they've just been...
Yeah, they're snobs.
Well, it's not that. I just think they get given too much stuff. They don't know what to do with it and half of it ends up going to the tip. But anyway... Here's my massive dilemma at the moment, okay? As you know, I struggled massively to find a rental, finally found one, but I had to, because I had to get in quick, I accepted, the real estate agent said to me, do you mind if you don't see the property? Because the people
that
I'm...
That's a weird question.
Because I wanted to sort of lock it in quick so I could get the kids into school... I just said, yeah, no worries, but the people that had bought it hadn't quite settled on it yet. So I haven't been able to go inside and look at it. So I get the keys this Wednesday, but stupidly now I'm just totally regretting the fact that I've booked the removalist for Wednesday. So I should have booked it for Thursday so as I could actually physically go into the place on Wednesday and go, yeah, no, that couch is not going to fit there. That fridge is not going to fit there. So now I might be turning up with a whole heap of stuff
that I
can't even fit in the place.
Don't worry about it, Ali, because movers will make things fit, all right? They've got no problem about squeezing stuff
here. Well, we might be going in the front door and you have to climb over the couch to get in the front door. I don't know. I think I've had an absolute shocker. I'm really starting to panic that I shouldn't have booked the removalist for that day.
Yeah.
That's just...
You know what?
I can just see this being a disaster. I can see, potentially, I'm going to be having a garage sale the earliest anyone's ever had a garage sale after moving in.
Isn't it amazing? But removalist, they'll somehow make it work, all right? They'll throw it in there, and if you've got to walk over the couch, if you've got to sleep on the floor for a while, I'm sure you'll sort that out.
The thing is,
and this is what I love about removalists, is that they always manage to dodge a blame for anything. I'll tell you why. Years ago, when we used to move around all the time with my dad's government job, and Mum had a great picture of Dad. Now, Dad in the day looked like Elvis Presley with the coiffed hair and... Well, when you squeezed hard and squinted at the picture, maybe he did. But, you know, if that was Mum's love affair, fair enough. Anyway, in one of the moves, this ended up being this mark on Dad's cheek that ended up looking like a massive pimple on this Elvis lookalike.
So what was it, an actual painting portrait?
It was a portrait painting that they got done, obviously, when they were dating and things were romantic and sexy. And, but once you got this massive zit on there, Mum was totally unimpressed with the movie. She blamed the movers. And, look, it could have actually happened from one of us kids, you know.
Yeah, you probably did it. Put a little bit of Nico pen on there or something.
Someone might have squashed a mozzie on his face and it sort of made a permanent stain, didn't it? But she blamed the movers.
There would have been, honestly, so many moving disasters. I'm anticipating I'm going to have a moving disaster in 2 days' time. I'd love to hear... From the Zinc family, tell us about your moving debacles.
Craig from Rainbow. Hello, mate.
Hello, how are we going, guys?
Excellent.
We're going good. Have you had a moving disaster?
Actually, I've become a removalist, and that was the disaster. I was staying at some friend's place in Brisbane who owned a removalist business, and they asked me if I wanted any work. I said, no, look, I'm just happy that you're putting me up. I said, but if you get stuck, yeah, I'll come and help you out. Well, the next day, the boss woke up with gout. And there I was on the truck for, excuse me, for 2 weeks.
Oh, right, just a helping hand.
How did you go?
I was really fit at the time, but I was using different muscle groups in my body. I was sore as 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't envy them because some of the stuff they must have to move and, you know, manoeuvring your body and couches and things like this into tight spots. I mean, did you break anything?
Oh, no, they'll definitely drop a few things on myself. Like just
We don't care if you get hurt, mate. It's just if you damage any of the property, you know. So.
Bit of an experience. So the removalists do go for a bit, and they're really good at what they do, like Bilko mentioned earlier.
Yes. In that 2 weeks, did you happen to have anyone's furniture that didn't actually fit into the place they were moving into?
Oh, look, there was some tight fits where you had to access properties from the back veranda and stuff like that, you know. But yeah, they always come up with a solution.
I might have to take a chainsaw, pack a chainsaw in just to split things up a bit. Yeah, just take that arm off that couch.
Yeah, thank you, Craig.